Hi everyone, Prakash here from Smiling SRC. Last two podcasts I discussed with you the importance of keywords and the importance of having a SEO plan. Now the next step is how to actually do the SEO. This is very important. So in this podcast, I'll be talking about simple things you can do to optimize the pages of your website, so that search engines can find you more easily, because if they can, so can your potential customers. Now, the first thing is on-page optimization, or the changes you can make on your website individual pages, which can quickly help search engines better understand your content. Okay, let's say you run a gift shop called Super Gift Shop, and you're looking to optimize a page about your premium photo frames and candlesticks. Okay, there are several elements on your page that can tell the search engine that the page is about photo frames and candlesticks. These include meta tags and title, headings, and page copy itself. So three things. Meta tags and title, headings, and page copy. Now let's take one by one. Start with meta tags and title. These aren't something you could you would see on a web page unless you are looking at its code. They're embedded messages that help the search engine determine what's on the page. In particular, there's the title and the meta description. Okay. The title and meta description are important because they both are used by search engine to generate actual search result for the specific page. The title is used to generate the first line of zone, and the meta description is used to generate the few short sentences that follow. Okay. Now, for a page about photo frames and candle stands, you will want to make sure that the phrase photo frames and candle stand is in both the title and meta description. A good title would be Super Gift Shop Premium Photo Frames and Candle Stands. This describes that the page is about, what the page is about, and also highlights your company's name. A good meta description is usually two short sentences. It should also reinforce the title by using the keywords and phrases again. Okay. A good description would be, visit Super Gift Shop for beautiful photo frames and candle stands. Online purchase of gifts also available. Correct. So a title should be short and sweet. A description should match the what the page is about. You should also consider that what's on the page itself, what people who visit your site, not just search engine, actually see. There are two things you can optimize here to help search engine categorize. You got it correctly. Headings and page copy. Okay. Now, like meta tags, headings are embedded in HTML code of your page, but they are also visible to people. Often they are displayed at the top of the page. A great heading would be beautiful photo frames and candle stands, which clearly tells a person that the page is about, but works well for search engine too. Finally, if you are writing a piece of content about photo frames and candle stands, you will naturally want to use the phrase, that phrase in the copy. Now, don't go overboard and repeat the phrase over and over, because search engine may seem that as a spam. Remember that you are writing primarily for people, so be sure your message is clear. So let's recap what I have said. You have to look at each of the major elements used by search engine, and in each instance, telling them that the page is about beautiful photo frames kind of, if that is your business, that is what you want to do. Okay, no matter where search engine look, they will see consistent and clear information about what's on the page. That might help improve your search engine, right? This is as simple as this. So I hope you like this podcast. If you have any queries, please do let me know, and I will come back with another podcast which might interest you. Until then, goodbye. Bye.